Thank you, Brian.
谢谢领会.
Thank you, choir.
谢谢诗班.
So if you come here anticipating the next in the series of Beatitudes, you're going to be disappointed.
如果你以为今天我还继续会讲八福中的下一幅, 你会很失望.
I thought we had a little bit of a change because this is Christmas.
我觉得因为是 圣诞节, 我需要改变一下主题。
And we're going to turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
我们今天要翻以赛亚书第40章。
You may wonder what Isaiah 40 has to do with Christmas.
你大概会认为说以赛亚书40章跟圣诞节会有什么关系?
So if you bear with me, I will try to explain.
如果你等我一下, 我会来慢慢解释。
And we move into the last part of our year.
我们现在快进入年底了。
Some of you are very excited.
很多人会非常的激动。
Oh, we have Christmas.
没开啊。 I'm mute.
Now you're... Oh, there's two. There are two buttons. But I'm pretty loud. You heard me anyways, right?
我声音很大，没有这个大概你们也听得见。
Well, so is everyone ready for Christmas?
大家是不是准备好了要过圣诞节?
If people ask you, are you ready for Christmas?
有没有人问你准备好了没有?
I don't know what that means.
我不知道这什么意思。
But Christmas and New Year is a great time for celebration.
但是我们知道圣诞节和新年是一个盛大的节日。
You spend time with your family, your friends.
会大家亲朋好友聚在一起。
You eat a lot of food and you exchange gifts.
你们会吃很多的宴席，也会互相交换礼物。
So for many of you, it's a time of excitement and energy.
对很多人来说是一个非常激动的节日。
But it's not for everyone.
但并不是所有人都这样。
A lot of people are very depressed during holiday times.
有些人在过节的时候会非常的沮丧。
This is not such exciting times.
并不是一个很激动的时刻。
Maybe you feel like you can't wait to get to the next year.
可能你会说我等不及赶快过完这个节日。
Maybe this has been a tough year.
可能这是一个很艰难的一年。
Maybe you suffer losses and disappointments.
可能你有一些损失和一些失望。
It's been a hard year.
这是一个非常艰苦的一年。
And when you come to the end of the year, you feel tired and you're weary.
当这一年快结束的时候, 你已经感觉非常的疲乏了。
All of us have that feeling of exhaustion.
我们都有这种很疲乏竭力的感觉。
Weariness can set in.
疲倦可以让你感觉。
When we have toiled and we have struggled.
当我们劳力, 当我们挣扎的时候,
and we cannot see the end.
我们看不见这个出头的之日的时候,
and we lose hope.
我们失去盼望的时候,
and we lose purpose.
我们失去这个目标的时候,
so we can turn to Isaiah chapter 40 in times like this.
当这些事情发生的时候, 让我们来一起看以赛亚书第40章。
And today we're going to turn to the last few verses of Isaiah 40.
我们会看40章最后几节。
And we are going to get to the last verse, verse 31.
我们会看到最后第31节。
And we are familiar with that verse.
我们非常熟悉这节经文。
And we even have a song about it.
我们有一些歌是唱这个经文的。
Isaiah tells us that if you wait for God,
以赛亚跟我们说, 如果我们等候神,
God will renew your strength.
神会重新给你加力。
You will soar on wings like eagles.
你会像鹰一样飞翔。
And you run and not grow weary.
你奔跑却不疲倦。
And you walk and not grow faint.
行走却不疲乏。
What happens when you're weary?
当你 疲倦的时候会怎么样?
Earlier this year, Linda and I experienced weariness.
在今年初的时候, 我们两个曾经有一次非常的疲倦。
We were in Egypt.
我们在埃及。
And we wanted to climb Mount Sinai.
我们要爬这个西乃山。
You know, that's where Moses got the Ten Commandments from God.
那就是摩西在那个山上接受了神的十诫。
At least by tradition, that's where it is.
按照传统，那就是那个地方。
So to get to the top of the mountain, we have to leave the hotel about 9 o'clock at night.
为了到山顶，我们晚上9点就要离开这个住处。
We have to catch a ride for about 4 hours to get to the foot of the mountain.
我们需要坐4小时的车到这个山底下。
So that makes it 1 o'clock in the morning.
那个就到了半夜1点。
So we could begin our climb at 1.
我们从半夜1点开始爬山。
First part, we actually were riding on a camel.
前一半我们骑着这个骆驼。
Now you think that's easy, it's not.
你认为骑骆驼很简单, 其实很难。
So about a couple hours into it, then we get off the camel and we have to climb the rest.
骑了几个小时过后，我们要下了骆驼，开始自己爬。
And we have to climb on these rocky steps.
我们爬那些很乱石的台阶。
That way we can get to the top before sunrise.
这样我们可以在日出之前到达山顶。
Now that's not an easy climb.
这并不是一个简单的爬山。
To make it worse, Linda and I were both sick.
更不巧的是，我们两个都在病中。
We got to Egypt and we got sick from the food.
我们在埃及的时候因为吃了当地的食物就生病了。
水土不服。So we were sick.
我们身体很不好。
We were tired and we were weak.
我们也非常的疲倦，也非常的软弱。
And I didn't think I was going to make it.
我不认为我能爬到上山顶。
So it was dark and we had a flashlight.
我非常的黑暗，所以我们每个人都拿着手电筒。
But we could only see the steps right in front of us.
我们只看得见我们脚前的那一块地方。
I couldn't see where I was going, I could not see the end.
我们看不见我们朝哪里走，也看不到山顶。
Every step I took was difficult.
每一步都是很艰难的。
Every breath I took was hard.
每一个呼吸都让我觉得很劳累。
I was weary.
我是很疲倦的。
And I didn't think I was going to get to the end.
我不觉得说我能爬上去。
Now, I was just climbing a mountain.
那个只是在爬山。
It's just for fun.
应该是个好玩的事。
If I was weary, I could just turn around.
如果我真的太疲倦了，我应该可以转身下山。
But in the walk of life, you can't just turn around.
但是在生活中，我们并不是说随时可以停下来。
What happens when you're tired and you're weary?
在生活中当你疲倦劳累的时候 你会怎么办
Have you ever struggled with every breath and every step?
你有没有在生活中觉得每一步每一次呼吸都让你觉得非常的疲乏
Have you become weary in your relationship?
你没有觉得说在你的和人相处的关系上让你很疲倦
With your family, with your spouse and your children
让你对你的这个配偶对你的小孩都让你感到很疲乏
You try so hard, you make sacrifices and you change your ways
你非常努力，你改变自己，你牺牲自己的利益。
But nothing changes.
但是没有任何改变。
What about on the job?
在工作中。
You work so hard, you take on the job of three people.
你这么努力，你一个人做了三个人的工。
You try to please your boss and you try to please your coworkers.
你想取悦你的老板，取悦你的同事。
But you never get that promotion or that raise.
你也得不到提升，你也没有为你加薪。
Aren't you weary?
你不会觉得疲倦吗
？What about an illness?
那生病的时候
？What if you have completed all your therapy?
你做完了所有的治疗。
You just want to get a good report from the doctor.
你希望得到一个好的结果。
You keep fighting, but it doesn't seem to change.
你一直在努力，但是好像都没有任何的效果。
Then you become weary.
你变得很疲倦。
Life is hard.
生活有些时候是很困难的。
And you work hard and life doesn't seem to work out.
有些时候你很努力，但是并不能够达到你期望的效果。
You might even ask God, what is going on?
你可能问神说，到底是怎么回事？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Why doesn't God help?
为什么神不来帮帮我？
Why doesn't God intervene?
为什么神不来参与我的事？
What is the answer for weariness?
我这么疲乏，到底我的答案在哪里
？Isaiah tries to answer that question.
以赛亚试着来回答这个问题。
But to understand where Isaiah is coming from,
要我们知道说，他的这个以赛亚书的背景。
We may have to understand a little bit about the background.
我们先要来看看说那段历史。
So we're in Isaiah chapter 40.
我们在以赛亚书第四十章。
In the first 39 chapters of Isaiah.
前面三十九章
Isaiah has been describing the impending destruction of the kingdom.
以赛亚在描述说即将被征服的这个犹大国
He is talking to King Hezekiah.
他在讲西西家王
Hezekiah is a good king.
他是一个很好的王
It was a prosperous time.
他们是一个很发达的时候
But Isaiah was warning them.
但是以赛亚却在警告他们
God's people has turned away from God.
神的人转离开了神了。
They were worshiping idols.
他们在敬拜偶像。
They perverted social justice.
他们败坏了社会的正义。
They did not take care of the poor.
他们没有帮助穷人。
God was going to punish them.
神要惩罚他们。
Like their brothers in the northern kingdom.
像对待北国的这个以色列国一样。
They're facing destruction and exile.
他们会被毁灭并被掳。
That's the first 39 chapters.
那是前面39章所讲到的。
All bad news.
全部是关于不好的消息。
But something changed in the 40th chapter.
但是到了第40章我们有改变了。
So much so, some people think somebody else wrote the rest of Isaiah.
因为这个改变很大，很多人在怀疑说是不是40章是其他人写的。
But of course it was written by the same Isaiah.
但是我们知道说当然是同一个以赛亚写的。
Everything changed in chapter 40.
在40章的时候这个主题改变了。
Instead of warning, there is hope.
没有再多的警告。反而是给了他们盼望。
Instead of impending destruction, there's inevitable salvation.
跟他们讲，不是要不再强调来将来的毁灭，而是告诉他们将来的盼望。
There's a promise of Messiah, promise of Jesus Christ.
告诉他们有一个应许的救赎主，有耶稣基督会来。
That's why Isaiah chapter 40 is very appropriate for the Christmas season.
所以我们知道说以赛亚书四十章对我们圣诞节是一个很好的讲章。
So Isaiah was talking to the people who was going to be in exile.
以赛亚在对这些将要被掳的人讲话。
The faithful will continue to worship God.
有信心的会继续的敬拜神。
Even though they were living in despair in Babylon.
虽然他们会生活在遥远的巴比伦。
They needed encouragement and hope and assurance.
他们需要一个鼓励，他们需要一个安慰。
Then Isaiah promised them something changed.
那以赛亚告诉他们说，一定改变会发生的。
If someone named Cyrus was going to let them go home,
有一个人名字叫做居鲁士，会让他们回家的。
Cyrus was going to let them go home and rebuild the city and rebuild the wall.
居鲁士会让被掳的犹太人回家，让他们重建他们的家园。
Surely that would be good news.
当然对他们来说是一个很好的消息。
But they face a long journey home.
但是要回家需要很长的路程。
So if you know the map from Babylon to Jerusalem, it's a long ways.
如果你知道地图的话，从巴比伦到耶路撒冷是一个很长的路程。
It's nothing but desert.
那一段都是荒凉之地。
Some people will lose hope on the journey.
在路程中很多人都会失去盼望。
Even after they get home, they have a long ways to go.
如果他们要回家需要走很长的路。
We know it took them a long time to build the temple.
到了家过后我们知道回到耶路撒冷过后他们花了很长的时间才重建这个圣殿。
Even longer to build the wall.
花了更长的时间重建城墙。
Some people didn't even want to go.
很多人并不想回去。
The Bible tells us most of them stayed in Babylon.
圣经告诉我们说很多被掳的犹太人他们最后就居住在了巴比伦。
But Isaiah reminded us in tough times, don't give up.
但是以赛亚告诉我们说在这个很艰难的时候不要放弃。
Wait for God.
等候神。
Put your hope in God.
把你的盼望放在神身上。
So we come to verse 27.
我们到这个40章27节。
That's where we will start.
我们要从这里开始。
Verse 27 says in Isaiah, Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
27节说雅各啊你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏以色列啊你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问。
So Isaiah is talking to the people in exile.
这个以赛亚在对这些被掳的人说话。
These are God's people.
这些都是属于神的人。
These are God's redeemed people.
这些神所赎回的人。
God had redeemed them from the bondage of slavery in Egypt.
神从埃及的奴隶制度中赎回他们。
Just like we are.
像我们一样。
We are redeemed people.
我们也是被神赎回的人。
We've been redeemed from the bondage of sin.
我们是被神从罪恶的权势下赎出来的人。
We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们因着耶稣的宝血被赎出来。
So these are God's people.
这些都是属神的人。
But what are they saying?
但是他们在说什么呢？
God says you're complaining.
神说你们在抱怨。
You say God doesn't care.
你在说神不关心我们。
It says here, the ways are hidden from the Lord.
你在说我的道路向神耶和华隐藏。
My cause is disregarded by my God.
说我的冤屈神并不查问。
You may be able to relate to this.
你可能会觉得说你也有时候有同感。
When you're tired and weary, don't you feel the same way?
当你非常疲乏困倦的时候，你会不会有同样的感受？
God has disregarded our cause.
好像神并不查问我们的冤屈。
God doesn't care anymore.
神不关心我们。
You have these questions on your mind.
你在心里有这样的想法。
They can drain away your purpose.
它会让你看对你的将来很担忧。
Take away your strength.
把你的力量拿去。
And destroy your joy.
把让你没有办法得到任何的喜乐。
So God brings out in the open.
神把这些想法都放到桌面上来。
He says, I know what you're thinking of.
神说我知道你在想什么。
I hear your complaint.
我知道我听见你的抱怨。
You say, I don't care.
你在说我不关心你。
And what does it mean, God doesn't care?
什么叫神不关心你？
God doesn't care has two parts to it.
神不关心有两个意思。
If you don't believe, you may say God is not able.
如果你不相信神，你可能说神他没有能力来关心。
If you don't know who God is, you don't think he can help you.
你不认识神的话，你不认为神可以来关心你。
The prime example is Mark chapter 9.
最典型的例子是在马可福音第九章。
We read about a story about a father.
我们读到说一个孩子的父亲。
He has a demon-possessed boy.
他的孩子被鬼附了。
And he asked Jesus, can you help my boy?
他问耶稣说你可不可以来帮我的孩子。
He is not a believer.
他不是相信耶稣的。
He doesn't know who Jesus is.
他不知道耶稣是谁。
So he doesn't know Jesus is the Son of God and he has the ability.
他不知道耶稣是神的儿子，他有这个能力来做。
But we are believers, so we know God is capable.
我们是相信神的，我们知道神有这样的能力。
So we may ask the second question, is God willing?
所以我们会问第二个问题，说神愿意帮助我们吗？
And the story is in Mark chapter 1.
这是在马可福音第一章。
We know this story because I preached on it a few months ago.
我们应该知道这个故事，因为我以前讲过。
It's a story of a leper.
是讲到说一个麻风病人。
Jesus walked into a synagogue and he sees a leper.
耶稣走进会堂的时候看见这个麻风病人。
But the leper knows who Jesus is.
这个麻风病人知道耶稣是谁。
He knows Jesus is able.
他知道耶稣有这个能力。
Jesus has the authority.
他有这个权柄。
But he has a question in his mind, is Jesus willing to help me?
但是他心里在想说耶稣会不会愿意帮助他。
So Jesus says, yes, I am willing.
耶稣说我愿意。
So God brings out his questions to the open.
神把这样的事把这样的问题放上来。
He tells his people he wants to reach out to them.
他告诉这些人说我愿意来帮助你们。
He wants to restore the relationship.
他希望恢复和人的关系。
So when you're weary and you're tired and you ask, where is God?
当我们疲倦困乏的时候，我们在问说神在哪里。
God wants to address that question.
神要回答这个问题。
And what does God say?
那神怎么说的?
God says, now we're going to read verse 28 and 29.
我们要读28到29节。
My eyes can't see those. So I read here, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
你岂不知道你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主并不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
So in verse 27 God says you asking these questions.
神在27节说你来问这些问题。
You're complaining, you're wondering where is God.
你在抱怨，你在问说神在哪里。
And God answers his own question.
神为你回答了。
God says, don't you know?
神说你不知道吗?
Haven't you heard?
没听见吗?
Don't you know the basis of your faith?
你不知道说你信心的基础是什么吗?
The foundation of your belief.
你所相信的是什么?
God says, when you are weary, when you are tired, go back to what you know.
他说当你疲倦当你困乏的时候来思想你所知道的。
You don't need to read another book.
你不需要再去读一本新的书。
You don't need to attend a seminar.
你并不需要去参加一个研讨会。
You don't need to go to a weekend retreat.
你不需要去参加一个周末的退休会。
Go back to what you already know.
来思想你已经知道的事情。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, what do you already know?
如果你相信耶稣基督，你知道是什么的吗？
What is the foundation of your faith?
你到底信的是什么？
It's very simple.
非常简单。
Jesus Christ, Son of God.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Crucified and resurrected for our sins and for our salvation.
他为我们的罪而死。
Can I get an amen to that?
我可不可以大家说同意阿们？
That is the basis of faith.
这是我们信仰的基础。
It's not that hard.
这并不困难。
When you're tired, when you're weary, go back to what you already know.
当你疲倦困乏的时候，来思想你所知道的事。
And what do you know about God?
你到底知道神什么事情？
These two verses list them for us.
这里神告诉我们说关于他的事实。
God says God is everlasting.
神说他是永在的。
He's from the beginning to the end.
他是从初期到末了的。
He is the creator of universe.
他是创造地基的。
He created you and me.
他创造你和我的。
He created heaven and earth, the mountains and the rivers.
他创造天地山河。
When everything goes away, God will still be there.
当所有东西都毁灭过后，神仍然在那里。
God does not grow tired.
神并不困倦。
He is unfathomable.
他不是我们能了解的。
His understanding is above our understanding.
他的能力不是我们可以测度的。
When he wants to tell us something, he will reveal to us.
当他要告诉我们关于他的时候，他会显示他自己。
If he doesn't want us to know, it's a mystery.
当他不想让我们知道的时候，我们就永远不会知道他。
We spend a lot of time wondering about mystery.
我们花很多时间来寻求一些奥秘。
Things that we don't understand.
有些我们不懂得的事。
Why don't we spend more time on the things we do understand?
为什么不多花一点时间来了解我们所知道的事？
And follow God.
来跟随神。
And Bible says God gives strength.
圣经告诉我们说神给我们力量。
He gives strength to the weak.
他给我们疲乏的人加添力量。
So that's what we know about God.
这是我们知道的神。
It's a foundation of our faith.
这是我们信心的根基。
What about ourselves?
那我们自己怎么样？
In verse 30.
30节说到
It says, even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
他说就是少年人也疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
So we know about God.
我们知道神。
God is everlasting, He's eternal, His ways are unfathomable.
我们知道神是今在永在的，他是我们无法测度的。
In comparison, what about us?
那跟神相比，我们是怎么样的？
The Bible says, even the youth get tired.
圣经告诉我们说，就是少年人也要疲乏。
Even the young man will stumble and fall.
就是强壮的也必全然跌倒。
See, the young men here are the chosen men.
这些强壮的是神所拣选的。
The strongest of the strong.
是强壮里面更强壮的。
The best of the best.
是好的里面最好的。
You will not choose me.
他不会选我。
I'm very weak.
因为我很软弱。
I'm old.
我也很老。
But the best of the best.
但是最好最好的。
The people you choose to go to the Olympics.
就是你选出来最好的人参加奥林匹克的。
The Bible says they will stumble and fall.
圣经告诉我们说就算这样的人他们也必全然跌倒。
We are inherently weak.
我们是非常的软弱。
And not just physically weak, but also spiritually weak.
我们并不只是在身体上软弱，我们灵里面也很软弱。
We weak and we cannot fight the temptations of Satan.
我们这么的软弱，我们面对撒旦的引诱的时候，我们没有办法抵挡。
We cannot resist the ways of this world.
我们没有办法抵挡这个世界的道路。
We cannot do these on our own.
我们没有办法靠自己来战胜这世界上一切。
So we see what God is like.
我们看到了神是什么样的。
And we see what we are like.
我们看到人是怎么样的。
Even the youth will fall.
我们知道说强壮的也必全然跌倒。
The best of the best will fall.
最好最好的也会跌倒。
So what should you be, what's your conclusion?
那我们的结论是什么了？
When you're tired and weary, should we count on ourselves or should we count on God?
当我们疲倦困乏的时候，我们是应该靠自己还是来靠神？
I think the answer is obvious.
我们可以知道说这个答案是很明显的。
That's why John Calvin says true wisdom consists of two things, knowledge of God and knowledge of ourselves.
所以加尔文说真正的智慧包括两件事，理解上帝和理解自己。
So when you're tired and weary,
当你疲倦困乏的时候
God says go back to what you already know
神说回到你所认识的神那里
Do you know God?
你认识神吗
Do you know yourself?
你认识自己吗
Who is strong?
谁是强壮的
Who is weak?
谁是软弱的
I think the answer is easy
我们可以看到这个答案是很明显的
So we come to our last verse
现在我们来看最后一节
Verse 31
31节
Isaiah says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not grow faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
I have to say, this is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible.
这是我在圣经中最喜欢的一节经文。
It is so encouraging.
这个是非常有鼓励性的。
It tells us to wait.
他告诉我们说要等候。
To put our hope in God.
把我们的盼望放在神那里。
Look what Psalm says in 27.
我们看诗篇第二十七篇。
The psalmist also tells us, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart in the Lord.
告诉我们说要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。
So what does wait mean?
那到底这个等候是什么意思
So every sermon has to have a word study.
每一篇讲到我都会讲一些字。
So this is the word quiva.
这里是讲希伯来文的等待是 quiva.
It means to hope and to wait.
这告诉我们说是等待盼望。
But wait for expectation.
但是带着盼望来等候。
Wait with certainty that something will happen.
带着这个确信知道神一定会改变一些事来等候。
It also means to bind together.
这个也有这个联合在一起的意思。
Now what's the example here?
我们看到说这个样一个例子。
We bind a lot of strands to make a rope.
当我们把很多条线把它合在一起做成一个绳子。
The more strands, the stronger it becomes.
越多条的线合在一起这个绳子就越结实。
That means your hope, your strength is in God.
那让我们知道说你的盼望在神那里。
We don't need someone else or something else.
我们不需要说再盼望其他的东西。
Now, of course, I have to throw it in because we Chinese have the same proverb.
我们中文也有同样的俗语。
We don't use ropes.
我们不用这个绳子。
See, we're more civilized.
我们比较文明。
We use chopsticks.
我们用筷子来形容。
So you learn the proverb. The more chopsticks in the bundle, the stronger it gets.
你学到这个成语说当越多的筷子合在一起的时候它就越结实
That's the same idea
这就是跟绳子的比喻一样
So Isaiah tells us we must wait
所以以赛亚告诉我们说必须等候
For the people of God in exile
对于在被掳的人来说一定要等候神
They have to wait 70 years
他们等候了70年
They have to wait for Cyrus
他们在等待居如是。
Today we must wait.
今天我们也必须等待。
But it's very difficult to wait.
等待是很困难的功课。
When we are physically exhausted and emotionally dissipated.
当我们精神上很软弱，身体上很疲倦的时候。
When we grieve the past, dread the present, and fear the future, we are difficult to wait.
对我们当我们对过去很失望，对现在很恐惧，对将来没有信心的时候。
But we must wait.
但是神说我们一定要等候。
The Bible gives us some examples and hints how to wait.
圣经教导我们说应当怎样来等候。
First, we must wait with patience.
第一，我们要需要耐心来等候。
Look what the psalmist says.
我们可以看到说这个诗篇讲到。
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently.
37篇，你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
The prime example is Abraham.
我们知道说这个最好的例子就是亚伯拉罕。
See, when Abraham was 70 years old, God promised him a son.
当亚伯拉罕70岁的时候，神应许他一个儿子。
That he will be the father of nation.
他会是一个国的父。
30 years later, God made the covenant again.
在30年后，神又给他这个应许。
But now, he's 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕已经100岁了。
And his wife is 90.
他的妻子已经90岁了。
So forgive Abraham for being impatient.
我们可以原谅亚伯拉罕没有这个耐心了。
So he slept with his maiden Hagar and had another son.
他和夏甲同房，有了一个儿子。
But God kept His promise.
但是神依然照着他的应许。
He did have a son.
他给了亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
And his name was Isaac.
他的儿子 Isaac.
Isaac.
以撒。
And he became the father of Israel.
他变成这个以色列的先父。
So we must wait with patience.
我们必须以耐心来等候。
And the second hint is that we must wait in silence.
我们必须安静的来等候。
It's difficult to wait when there's a lot of noise and a lot of chaos.
当很多吵闹的声音很混乱的时候，非常难等候。
What does the psalmist tell us now?
这个诗篇告诉我们什么呢？
He says, "Be still and know that I am the Lord."
诗篇四十六篇，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
See, when you're running around, when you're noisy, when you're not silent, you cannot wait.
当你忙忙碌碌的时候，吵吵闹闹的时候，你没有办法来等候。
That example is from the Bible. It's the story of Elijah.
我们可以在圣经中看到以利亚的故事。
See, Elijah just defeated the priest of Baal.
当他打赢了这个巴利的祭司过后。
But he was stressed out.
他非常的劳累。
He was burned out.
他已经没有力气了。
So he ran and ran. He ran to Mount Sinai.
他跑啊跑啊跑到西乃山。
That's the mountain we were trying to climb.
那就是我们想爬上去的那个山。
But God wanted to refresh him.
但是神要重新给他加力。
God wanted to renew him.
神要给他重新使力。
So God stirred up nature.
神搅动了这个自然。
But God wanted to show him something.
神要让他看见一些事。
So there was a storm, but God was not in the storm.
他看见了这个风暴，神不在风暴中。
There was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake.
他看见了这个地震，但是神不在地震中。
There was a fire, but God was not in the fire.
他让他看见了火，神不在火中。
But God was in the stillness.
神在那个安静中。
God was in a whisper.
神在微小的声音中。
And that's how God refreshed Elijah.
这是神怎样给以利亚加力的。
This renewing grace could only be experienced in stillness and silence.
我们看到说从神得力只能在安静，在这个等候中。
And there's a third hint.
第三个等候的要求。
It requires your confidence.
需要信心。
What does the Bible tell us?
圣经怎么说的?
In Deuteronomy says, Know therefore the Lord, your God. He is the faithful God.
七章第九节,所以你们要知道耶和华你们的神,他是神,是信实的神。
When you wait, you have to believe that God is faithful.
当你等候神的时候,你必须相信神是信实的。
You trust him.
你相信他。
He will come through for you.
他会领你经过的。
See, we wait a lot in the airport.
我们在飞机场常常要等。
It's a traveling time now.
现在是一个大家都旅行的时间。
You know, a lot of flights are going to be canceled.
你知道很多的这个飞机会被取消。
Because of the weather.
因为这个天气不好。
See, but God will never cancel.
神从来不会取消。
God will always deliver.
神他总是带领我们经过。
That's how we wait.
这是我们应当等候的。
So we must wait with patience.
我们必须以耐心来等候。
With silence.
以静心来等候。
And with confidence.
以信心来等候。
So what happens when we wait?
当我们等候的时候，什么事情发生了？
Isaiah tells us a few things.
以赛亚告诉我们一些结果。
To his readers.
对他的读他的书的人。
The people who are in exile.
那些被掳的犹太人。
When they wait, they will return to Jerusalem one day.
当他们等待的时候，他说：“你们有一天会回到你们自己的耶路撒冷。”
And people, the people under Roman occupation, they were waiting for a Messiah.
在罗马统治下的犹太人，他们在等待一个救赎主。
And God gave them a Messiah.
神也给了他们一个救赎主。
To the early church, they were waiting for the Holy Spirit.
当这个先初期的教会，他们在等待这个圣灵。
They were waiting for the return.Of Jesus Christ.
他们在等待耶稣的回归。
What are you waiting for?
你们在等待什么？
Isaiah says, while you wait, there are rewards.
以赛亚告诉我们说，当你等待的时候，就会有结果。
He says, God will renew your strength.
他说，神会给你力量。
The strength is not just physical strength.
这个力量不只是身体上的力量。
But spiritual strength.
是一个灵里的力量。
We trust God and his mighty power.
我们相信神，相信神的能力。
And that's what Paul tells us.
保罗是这样告诉我们的。
Finally be strong in the land, and in the Lord, and in his mighty power in Ephesians chapter 6.
你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
We turned to him for direction, trust him for the outcome.
我们寻求等候神，寻求他的方向，我们相信他会带领我们走过这个艰难。
We trust God to renew our strength.
我们相信神会给我们添加力量。
To battle our enemies.
帮助我们与敌人征战。
Not just spiritually, but also physically.
不仅是灵里的，也是在身体上的。
But first, Isaiah says, we will soar on wings like eagles.
但以赛亚告诉我们说，我们会像鹰一样展翅上腾。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
Many times in the Bible, eagle is a symbol of strength.
在圣经里面，鹰常常是用来作为一个力量的象征。
Eagle has been a symbol of strength throughout history.
这个鹰作为力量的象征在人类历史上常常出现。
From Alexander the Great to the President of the United States.
从亚历山大大帝到美国的总统。
Moses told his people in Exodus.
在出埃及记的时候，摩西也告诉他的人说，
You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carry you on wings of eagles.
出埃及记十九章，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
So we're told to fly like eagles.
我们神告诉我们说，可以像鹰一样来飞翔。
I'm glad we're not told to fly like chickens.
我很高兴说神没有说像鸡一样的飞翔
or like a bat
或者像蝙蝠一样的来飞翔
see chickens hop around they don't really fly
我们可以知道说鸡就是在地上跳来跳去它不怎么会飞
and bats are actually blind
那这个蝙蝠它飞的时候是看不见的
but we're told to fly like eagles
但是神告诉我们说像鹰一样飞翔
they're magnificent birds
那是一个非常雄伟的鸟
Eagles have keen eyes, strong talons, and powerful wings.
它有非常敏锐的眼睛，强壮的翅膀和爪。
We know eagles don't even have to flap their wings; they can glide for 200 miles.
我们知道说，鹰飞翔的时候不一定要运用它的翅膀，它可以顺着风飘行200里。
Because they don't count on their own strength; they use the currents around them.
他们并不是靠自己的力量，他们靠着这个风的力量让他们飞翔。
Because they can fly so high, they can fly over a storm.
它可以飞得这么高，可以在这个所有的这个暴风雨之上。
They can see long distance to find food.
他们可以看很远，能够找到他们的猎物。
They can build a nest high on the cliffs.
他们可以在悬崖峭壁上做他们的窝。
So when you fly like an eagle,
当你像鹰一样飞翔的时候
You're doing something difficult with grace and ease.
你可以非常轻松的来做一个非常困难的事情。
You're under God's protection.
你是在神的保护之下。
You use God's power.
你用神的力量。
And you enjoy God's peace.
你在享受神的平安。
So that's a picture of your spiritual power.
那就是神给我们的一个灵里的力量的图案、图画。
A spiritual ascent to high heights.
让我们看到说在灵里面我们可以到达那个高原
But God is also concerned about our earthly life
但神也顾念我们在地上的生活
So God wants us to run and not grow weary
神要我们奔跑却不困倦
So when we wait for God, when we place our hope in God
当我们等候神当我们把盼望放在神里的时候
We have strength to battle our daily battles
我们要需要力量来对待我们眼前的挑战。
Power of Creator is boundless and endless.
我们知道说神创造我们的神，他们的力量是无穷的。
Your duration and distance are not problems.
那些时间和这个距离都不是问题。
It doesn't matter whether you're running a marathon or running a sprint.
无论你是在跑一个马拉松还是在跑一个短跑。
God will give you strength.
神会给你力量。
But it's an inspiration for action.
这也是一个灵里的启发的一个动作。
It's not for inaction.
不是一个不行动的。
Look what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6.
保罗在加拉太书讲到。
He says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
我们行善不可丧志若不灰心到了时候就要收成
You see, God is going to renew your strength.
神要给你重新加添力量。
Not because he wants you to take a nap.
不是说他会让你，要让你休息一下。
He's not saying, I'm going to rest you, don't do anything.
他没有说我让你休息，你什么都不要做。
Many people wait for God.
有很多人在等候神的时候。
They say, oh, I'm waiting for God to call me.
我在等神来叫我。
But here it tells us, it's you're not weary because God wants you to do good.
这里告诉我们说，你不要上志，因为神要我们行善。
God wants you to walk or run.
神要我们行走或者奔跑。
That's the reason God renew your strength.
这是为什么神要给我们重新加添力量。
It's an encouragement for action, not inaction.
这是神要我们行动给我们的力量，不是要我们不要不动，静止。
When you have strength, you can do good for God.
当你有能力的时候，你可以为神来做事。
You can help other people.
你可以来帮助其他人。
And that's the reward of waiting.
这是神给我们等候的一个奖赏。
So we have come to the end.
我们现在到了结束。
The question is, are you weary or are you faint?
我们现在一个问题是，你现在是疲倦还是困乏？
God says the solution is to turn to God.
神告诉我们，如果是这样，你的答案就是转向神。
When you have strength from God,
当你从神那里得力，
you can face your daily challenges.
你可以面对你每天的挑战。
The young men and women can grow and face the challenges of this life.
我们所有的年轻人可以从神那里得到力量来面对今生的挑战。
They can resist the temptations of this world.
他们能抵抗世界的引诱。
With the strength from God, a husband and wife can love each other.
从神那里得力，我们夫妻能够互相相
爱。They can sacrifice for each other.
可以彼此为对方牺牲。
They can even tolerate each other's faults.
他可以容忍对方的错误。
When we have strength from God, we can face all kinds of trials.
当我们从神那里得到力量的时候，我们可以面对各样的试验。
The trials in school.
从学习中来的试验。
Trial in work.
在工作中的试验。
Even trials in church.
这甚至是在教会中的试验。
Paul tells in Colossians, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ works in me.
保罗在哥罗西书说到，我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
See, Paul says, I have the strength, but it comes from Jesus Christ.
保罗说他有能力，这个能力是来于耶稣基督。
And I'm going to use the strength to do everything I can for God.
保罗说我要用从神那里来的能力来做所有神要我做的事。
We live in this world that we pride ourselves.
我们住在这个世界上，我们靠自己。
We can do anything.
我们觉得我们可以做任何事。
See, if you pick up your iPhone, you can ask Siri to do anything for you.
你可以拿起你的手机，可以做很多的事情。
If you go home, you can talk to Alexa.
如果你回家，你可以让你的那个机器人 Alexa 跟他讲话。
Yeah, Alexa will cook and clean the house.
可以叫这个机器人帮你烧饭，帮你清家里。
Alexa can even teach your children.
这个机器人还可以教导你的小孩。
One day we'll have self-driving cars.
有一天我们会有一个自动驾驶的汽车。
But technology is wonderful.
这个科技是非常好的。
But technology has never solved the problem of human sin.
但是这个科技是没有办法解决人的罪的问题。
Look at this world.
看看这个世界。
There's a lot of hatred.
很多的仇恨。
Selfishness.
很多的自私。
There's very little love.
很少的爱。
Very little kindness.
很少的这个良善。
Isaiah says, when you're weary, wait for God.
以赛亚告诉我们说，当你疲倦困乏的时候，来等候神。
Our only hope is in Jesus Christ.
我们唯一的盼望就是耶稣基督。
Jesus testified about himself.
耶稣自己说道。
He says, I am the bread of life. He comes to me. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Would you trust Jesus or trust technology?
你是愿意相信耶稣还是愿意相信科技？
Do you trust your government?
你相信还是相信你的政府？
You trust the stock market?
还是相信你的股票？
Or maybe you trust Bitcoin?
或者你相信这个这个网上的一个假钱。
The Bible says trust in Jesus.
圣经告诉我们说要相信耶稣。
I'm glad to say that Linda and I did get to the top.
我很告诉你，我们爬西乃山是爬到了山顶。
And we were rewarded.
我们也被奖赏了。
We had a panoramic view of the mountains.
我们看到一个非常宏伟的这个景象。
And the most spectacular sunrise.
最漂亮的日出。
And when I came down, I was not weary.
当我下山的时候，我不再疲倦了。
You know it's not easy to come down.
你知道下山也不是这么容易。
But Linda will bear witness, I was not complaining on the way down.
但是我可以作证，她下山的时候没有再一直抱怨了。
I complained a lot on the way up.
当他上去的时候，再一路抱怨。
So we have looked at the end of Isaiah 40.
我们看到了在以赛亚书的最后。
It is very encouraging.
非常的鼓励。
But let's go back to the beginning of Isaiah 40.
那我们看一下在四十章的一开头。
And what does it say?
这个在说什么呢？
Isaiah 40 chapter 1, Isaiah tells us.
在这个四十章第一节说到。
God told him to say this.
你们的神说
Comfort my people.
你们要安慰
Says your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
安慰我的百姓要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话
Comfort my people.
要安慰我的百姓
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
用安慰的话向耶路撒冷说话
You all know Handel's Messiah, right?
你知道弥赛亚这个曲子
This is the first song in Handel's Messiah.
这是以赛亚这个曲子里面的第一个歌
Because this is a prophecy about Jesus Christ.
因为这是预言耶稣基督
Comforting my people.
安慰我的百姓
See, if I were tenor like Luke, I'll sing it to you.
如果我有男高音，我马上就唱给你听
Comforting my people.
要安慰我的百姓
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
用安慰的话对耶路撒冷说
When was the last time you speak tenderly to someone?
你上一次用安慰的话对人说话是什么时候
When was the last time somebody spoke tenderly to you?
是什么时候有人对你说过安慰的话
I remember when our children were little.
我记得当我孩子小的时候
Whenever they had a stomachache.
当他们肚子痛的时候
Whenever they had an earache.
当他们耳朵痛的时候
or they fell down and scraped their knees
当他们跌倒摔到了他们腿的时候
we pick them up in our arms
我们把他们抱起来
we put them on our laps
我们把它放在腿上
and we speak tenderly to them
我们对他说安慰的话
we wipe the tears off their faces
我们为他们擦干他们的眼泪
we say everything's going to be okay
我们对他讲说没有关系
my precious everything's going to be okay
宝贝的，我们所有的事情都没有问题。
And that's what Isaiah is saying in verse 1 and 2.
这就是以赛亚说的在这里一到二节。
When you're tired and when you're weary.
当你疲倦困乏的时候。
God speaks tenderly to you.
神在对你说安慰的话。
That's the picture.
这就是这个图像。
God will lift you out in his arms.
神会把你抱起来。
God will put you on his lap.
神会把你放在他的腿上。
God speaks tenderly to you.
神会对你说安慰的话。
He wipes the tears off your face.
他会为你擦干眼泪。
And he says, my precious, everything's going to be okay.
他会对你说我心爱的所有的一切都没有问题。
And that's the promise of Christmas.
这就是神给我们圣诞节的一个真意。
God sent his son to save us.
神把他的儿子送来来救我们。
He will comfort us.
他来安慰我们。
But to receive the power from God, you must have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
当要从神那里得力，你必须要认识耶稣基督和他有关系。
So if you have not given your life to Jesus, why not today?
如果还不认识神，还没有愿意跟从神的，为什么不在今天做这个决定？
God will give you strength.
神会给你力量。
You'll be able to walk.
你会行走。
You'll be able to run.
你也可以奔跑。
You may even be able to fly.
你还可以飞翔。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for this great time of the year. Some of us are weary, some of us are tired, but you have already given us a solution. You have already given us help and comfort. Help us to place our trust in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen.